and I drank again. And so at 27, getting sober, it was the real deal. I had got to see the first and second part of the first step. And that's when I really joined AA. And I have been joining AA over and over again since I got here. Someone in a meeting this morning shared about chronic depression and talked about alcoholics who, if we don't get real sometimes in here, we can die in here sober. And I was 7 years sober when that happened for me. And I was really lucky to have some old timers, I will call them old timers, around to help me reawaken my spirit, to take me back through the steps, to help me get an honest assessment of my life. And since then, you know, so many people have said it is my spiritual awakening that has been the miracle, and that I love to listen to all of you when you share about that moment and that clarity. And we get to meet ourselves over and over again every time we come back through the steps. And I just want to thank you for letting me meet me. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we would like to welcome Jim H. with 35 years of sobriety.
I'm Jim, I'm an alcoholic, and I am from Bremerton, Washington, wherever Susan was, where she went to. And when she said she's from Seattle, I'm like, oh good, I'm not the only person from Washington here, other than my wife. You know, when I was sitting at the table last night for the speakers meeting, and when you're at a table with seven other alcoholics, and you're the youngest in sobriety, you're in the right place. And so, you know, I was sitting there listening to Fred talk about, and we were at the same speaker meeting yesterday with the gal talking about how beautiful Hawaii is. And when I first came here with the Navy in 1984, laughing about what Dayla said, that, you know, with the hotel room, we didn't sleep in motel rooms. We just got drunk and passed out on the beach. And then 5-0 would come in the morning and kick you because you're in street clothes from the nightclubs. And they're like, dude, man, you got to get off the beach. Regular people want to swim. Okay? You know? And it's like, so Pearl Harbor, the beach, drunk, passed out, in the nightclubs, whatever. And you're like, oh, my gosh. So that's what I saw Hawaii when I was here in 84 and 86. Right? When I got to come back here sober after spending 6 weeks in a 4-week treatment facility for the Navy in Corpus Christi, Texas, I needed help. When you show up 3 days late for work, they don't like that. But I came here and I went to one of the outdoor meetings. I was on the beach and I'm sitting there waiting for the meeting to start. And you guys have a zoo, okay? And like all this beautiful stuff. And I'm looking around like, oh my gosh, how did I miss this? And then some of the folks, we met them. He goes, oh, Jim, he goes, hop in. We're going to go over to the other side. We went to this beach with these beautiful waves and this gorgeous blue. I'm like, holy crap, what have I missed? You know, and I was fortunate, you know, to return to a lot of the places that I'd been to when I was in the Navy drunk. And I got to see them sober, you know, and I got the opportunity to go out with people in the fellowship that were on the ship with me and go to meetings in Singapore and go to meetings in Australia and go to meetings in, I mean, some beautiful AA all around the whole world. You know, and I got to see that. And I'm like, man, did I sell myself short, you know? And so it's good to be back. I haven't been back to the islands in 20 years. The last time I was here was in 2002, right after I retired. And, you know, and so when I had this opportunity, my wife was like, I'm going to this convention in Hawaii. I'm like, I'm going with you, you know? And, you know, and she goes, okay, and, you know, and I was able to take the time off work and be here, and I couldn't be more grateful to, again, sitting at a table with seven other people, and I'm the youngest in sobriety. Yeah, it's a good time. Thank you.